Morning. Today's daf in Shavuos is Yud. We are on Tes Amud Beis. We got to the bottom of the Amud. I'm going to take just one short step going backwards. We're going to start the two dots on Tes Amud Beis. We did this yesterday, but we're going to do this again. This takes us all the way back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah talked about the various coverages that are covered by the Chatzos that's offered on Yom Kippur, on Yontif, and on Rosh Chodesh. Chatzos is offered on one of those occasions, twice on Yom Kippur. On Yontif, a Chatzos is offered every Yontif, and also on every Rosh Chodesh. And it's providing kapara, obviously. It's carbon chatas, by definition, provides a kapara. And what does it provide a kapara for? So, effectively, essentially, to say it succinctly, it's going to be providing a kapara for Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. So, you and I were to walk into the base of Mikdash while forgetting that we're Tameh, or you and I were to be eating carbon while we forgot we were Tameh. So, these are serious infractions. They are Isuri Kares. And there are other Isuri Kares as well, but these are Isuri Kares. And so, for halama, for a shogig, for an unaware violation of these isurim, so the Torah provides, the Kadosh Baruch Hu provides a kapara through the various carbon chatuses that are offered. Clearly, I mean, I made this point already before, but let's just reiterate. Clearly, this is a serious infraction, meaning that this has to be some sort of really unique infraction in that we have not only one, but multiple designated karbanos that are just providing a kapar for this and this and this chait alone. So clearly it's a significant aver of the Torah, where you're having one karban being designed, multiple karbanos being designed to act as a kapar for this particular action. And in the Mishnah itself, back on Daf Beis, the entirety of Daf Beis, both the Yamad Aleph and the Yamad Beis, took us through the three, really there are four shitas amongst the Tanaim, exactly which carbon is going to be serving as a kapar for what. So there was the shitas of Rabbi Shimon, of Rabbi Meir, of Rabbi Yehuda, and another version of Rabbi Shimon. So what we're going to be doing over the course of today, most of today, it's a short daf, is going to be dedicated to looking for the sources of the various shitas, where the various shitas come from, how are they deduced, how are they derived. And then at the end of today's daf, the Gemara is going to take us off on a small little tangent. That's our daf for today. We're going to start in the Gemara on Tes Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, right in the middle of the Amud. Rabbi Shimon Amar Siri Regal Mechapim Avolo Sir Rosh Chodesh. So the Shita of Rabbi Shimon mentioned the Mishnah is that for the Sir Rosh Chodesh, the Sir, every time we say the word Sir, obviously it's a reference to a goat, but in other words, it's a Chatas. So we're talking about the Sir of Rosh Chodesh. So it's not going to be Mechapim or Tumas Mikdash Vekdashim, but rather for the person who eats a carbon while the carbon was Tameh. A Tahor person eating a carbon which is Tameh, which is not as serious an infraction. That is a lav in the Torah, but that is not an Isser, Kares. So now what the Gemara is going to be describing is that according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, so the Kapara coverage is coming from the Seer of Rosh Chodesh. I'm Rabbi Lazar, I'm Rabbi Yoshe, my time is Rabbi Shimon. On what basis is this true? I'm a Krav, Osa, Nasalachem, Lasesis, Avon Haida. So we did this yesterday, but I'll just quickly reiterate that on the second, in the second year in the Midbar, on the first day of Nisan, that was inauguration. That was opening day. Opening day of the Mishkan was the first day of Nisan. So being, it was the conclusion of eight inaugural days, the Shmonis Yimei Amiluim. So this was day eight of the Shmonis Yimei Amiluim, and also on top of that, it was opening day of the Mishkan. I described it yesterday in some more detail. So unfortunately, none of an Avio died on that day, and Aaron now was an Onin on that day. His sons, who were the brothers of the deceased, were an Oninim on that day as well. And there were Karbanos, and there were Karban Chatasis. And as Kohanim, they had to eat the carbon chatas. On that particular day, there were three carbon chatas that were brought. One, it was the eighth day of the Miluim, so that was one special carbon chatas. Two, is that for the first 12 opening days of the Mishkan, each one of the seim brought a set of carbonos, mentioned in Parshas Naso. And the first day is the carbon of Nachshon ben Aminadav. So, and with all the seim, they also brought a carbon chatas. So that was the second carbon chatas. Again, that was a constant carbon that was being brought. That was a special, unique carbon specifically for that occasion. And finally, there was the third chatas that was brought on that day. It was Rosh Chodesh. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So for every Rosh Chodesh, you bring a carbon chatas. So there were three carbon chatas that were brought on that day. Aaron and his sons ate the carbon chatas of the miluim and of Nachshon ben Aminadab, but they did not eat that of the Tamid, that of Rosh Chodesh, this year Rosh Chodesh. Why didn't they eat this year Rosh Chodesh? They felt that they were owning him. And this is not a carbon sha'ah, but this is a carbon ladaros. And so they felt that they should not be eating it. Moshe turned to them and Moshe said to them, I don't understand. You should be eating it. Of course you should be eating it. Meaning that part of the chatzis is the consumption of the meat of the carbon chatzis by the Kohanim. That's part of the kapara, and that's what we're reading about in this pasuk. The pasuk says, this meaning is pointing to the seer of Rosh Chodesh. This is to help lift the sin of the congregation. Now that is talking about the seer of Rosh Chodesh. Now we have the word avon over there. There's a gzera sheva linking it to the tzitz. Tzitz is the head plate worn by the Kohen Gadol. Now we know that the begadim of the Kohen Gadol provides a certain amount of kapara coverage as well. Notably, the tzitz worn by the Kohen Gadol, what kind of coverage does it cover? It covers that in the event that a carbon which is tamei is offered on the Mizbeach, shouldn't be offered on the Mizbeach, but if it's offered on the Mizbeach, the tzitz is meratzeh. It pushes through the carbon so that the carbon now is considered an effective carbon. The owner of the carbon does not need to bring another carbon. All because of the tzitz. Okay. Now, imalahalan olin afkan olin. So the Gemara says, before we get to this point. So what do we see? That there's a gzera shava between the tzitz and the seer of Rosh Chodesh. They both have the word avon. So the gzera shava teaches me that just like the tzitz creates ritzui for a carbon that's tamei, so too does the seer of Rosh Chodesh create ritzui for a person who eats a carbon while tamei. So the Gemara says, Imalahalan olin afkan olin. But wait one second, if there's a gzera shava, so the gzera shava should tell us that they're identical, not that they're similar. And if they're identical, that means that not only is the tzitz going to push through a carbon which is tamei, but the seer of Rosh Chodesh is also going to do the same thing. So avon ha'eda ksiv. So the Gemara says, well, it says avon ha'eda, right? The sin of the people, not the sin of the carbon. Michti ksiv, michti. Migmar gemir mihadandi nechapet de Rosh Chodesh adi deva adetzitz. So the Gemara says, well, let's suggest the following: that what the seer of Rosh Chodesh should do is it should provide a kapar for what it provides. Meaning, if the person eats a carbon while tamei, it'll be mechapet; it'll create a coverage for that, and also should create the same kind of coverage that the tzitz is going to create a coverage for, which is in the event that a tamei carbon is offered on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, "Nafka min leichud de nishmar tzitz." And why would repeated coverage be helpful? Repeated coverage would be helpful in the event that the tzitz is broken. So if the tzitz is broken, so at least you're getting coverage from the seer of Rosh Chodesh. So amakra avon avon echad hunose veinose beis avonos. So the Gemara says the word avon tells us that it's one sin, meaning each one of them, even though they're similar to one another, each one of them is unique from one another. The Gemara says, well, let's work this now in the other direction. Let's say that the tzitz is providing a kapara for what it does, meaning pushing through karbanos that are tamei, and also should be providing a coverage for the same thing that the seer of Rosh Chodesh which is going to cover, which is a person who is tahor eating carbon, which is tamei. So the Gemara says, nafka minal tumas ira ben zulazah. And the Gemara says, then again, this double coverage, even though it's repeated coverage, it'll be most helpful in the event that you have tuma occurring in between. So the Gemara says, "Amakra osa osa no seavon ve'in acheres no seavon." So the Gemara says again, we can't say that as well, because the word osa used to describe the seer of Rosh Chodesh tells us that it's a unique kapara, a unique coverage. So now, basically, here's what we're looking at. We're looking at, on one hand, gzera sheva linking the two. On the other hand, in both of them, the Torah describes them as being somewhat unique. So they are similar but not the same. So we're going to say, like we said in the beginning, that the seer of Rosh Chodesh is creating coverage for a person who's tahor eats carbon, which is tamei, and the tzitz is going to create coverage for the carbon, which is tamei, which is offered on the mizbeach. Rav Ashi over here is not arguing. Rav Ashi is just simply arriving at the same conclusion, but without the argument we just made, but with a slightly different argument. Rav Ashi Amar Ksiv Hacha Avon Ha'ida Eida V'lo Kadashim V'hasam Ksiv Avon HaKadashim Kadashim V'lo Eida. Rav Ashi says, just look at the Pesukim. When the Torah describes the tzitz, the Torah uses the language of Avon HaKadashim, meaning carbon. The focus over there is there where the carbon is Tameh and it's offered on the Mizbeach. Masha'en came when they're talking about the Seer of Rosh Chodesh, it says Avon Ha'ida. Avon Ha'ida is the people. Well, what are the people doing as it relates to a carbon? So they're eating the carbon. So in that regard, it's going to create a coverage for somebody who's Torah who eats carbon, which is Tamei. So Rav Ashi arrives at the same conclusion, just simply focusing on the pasuk to arrive at that conclusion. Ashkechan. Sir Rosh Chadashim de Mechapir al Tarsha Achalas Tamei. Sir Regalim de Mechapir Hashem ba Yidil lo Betchil lo Besof Minalan. So now we're just moving along according to Rabbi Shimon. Right now we are exploring the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the Sir Rosh Chodesh is covering a person who's Tamei who eats carbon, which is, sorry, a person who's Tahor who eats carbon, which is Tamei. Now we're looking at the Sir of Yontav. What is that providing coverage for? Somebody going into the Beis HaMikdash, not knowing it was Tamei, not on the front end, not on the back end, not a Yediyah B'Tchila, not a Yediyah B'Sof. The Gemara says, how do I know that? Kedam Rabbi Chamer, Rabbi Chanina. Seir, v'seir, achanami, seir, v'seir. As you go through Parshas Pinchas, so you'll notice, and we've made this point already yesterday, we're going to repeat this point a number of times today, as you run through the Parsha, as you run through the Pesukim and Parshas Pinchas, so you're going to note that the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is mentioned first, because that's the carbon Musaf that's mentioned first, and then after that, you have all the Yamim Tovim coming up in that Parsha, right, and all the carbon Musafs that are offered on every one of the Yantifs. Okay, is Parshas Pinchas is a listing of all the carbon musafs. When we get to every yantif, so we're reading from Parshas Pinchas, the part that, of course, is specific to that particular yantif. So the Gemara now is noting that the if you look carefully at the word seir mentioned by all the carbon musafs, specifically the chatas that's offered, every one of the carbon musafs, so most of them, not every one of them, and we'll note that in just a moment, but most of them have a vav. What's the vav? Vav is a connector. The Vav is telling us that Visi'ir or Usi'ir is coming to connect it to the previous one, which is telling me that whatever Rosh Chodesh is, whatever the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is being Mechaper, so Vi, or, you know, punctuated correctly, U, so the is telling me that the next Seir and the Seir after that is also going to be providing a similar type of Kapara. The Itkish, the Gemara now points out, we're on the top of Yud Amar Alf. The Itkish Shira Regal Masira Rosh Chodeshim. Masira de Rosh Chodesh Mimilsa de Kodesh Mechapre, Af Sira de Regalim, Bimilsa de Kodesh Mechapre. So at least we know what the right topic is. The topic is Kodesh, meaning that just like the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is providing some sort of kapara for Kodesh, so too the Seir of Yantav. Vichi Tema Nichbara de Rosh Chodesh. Well, the Gemara says, okay. But now that I have the Vav, which is a connector, so let's now make the argument, it seems to be a very reasonable argument, that whatever the coverage is being created by the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is going to be the same coverage as the Seir of Yontif. So, ha armin and osar son of Sein Avon, ve'in achir no Sein Avon. But the Gemara says, yeah, but you remember just a moment ago we pointed out that although it's similar coverage, it's not the same. It can't be the same. Because on Rosh Chodesh, the Torah uses the word osa, which means that this is unique. Since it's unique, it can be similar, but it can't be the same. So the Gemara says, well, at least let Yantav be the same coverage as Yom Kippur. So Ami Achas Bashana, Kaparazu Lote Ela Achas Bashana. The Gemara says, well, we know that can't be as well, because on Yom Kippur, we also have an expression in the Torah that describes that the coverage of Yom Kippur, the seer of Yom Kippur, also is unique. So again, we could say it's similar, but we can't say it's the same. Amai mechapre. So achas b'shana. Amai mechapre. Iyal sheyesh by yediyah b'tchil v'yesh by yediyah b'sof. Hai bar karbon hu. And now the Gemara is basically going to use a very simple process of elimination. Meaning, we know what all the karbonos are going to be mechapre. We don't know what the karbon chatas of yantav is going to be mechapre for. So it's just going to be a simple process of elimination. So the Gemara says, so let's start off. If a person has a yediyah b'tchila and a yediyah b'sof, and a halam in the middle, and he goes into the base of Mikdash or eats karbon while he's tamei. So for that, standard karbon ola v'yareid. Hai bar karbon hu. And iyal sheish by yediyah b'tchil v'ayin by yediyah b'sof, hai sir anasa b'fnim. V'yama kipurim tola. And if the person had a yediyah on the front end, but no yediyah on the back end, as we've already established, that the seir anasa b'fnim on Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. And iyal shein by yediyah b'tchila v'ayish by yediyah b'sof, hai seir anasa b'chutz v'yama kipurim mechaper. And if the person did not have a yediyah on the front end and did have a yediyah on the back end, so the seir of Yom Kippur that's done on the outer mizbech is going to be providing a kapar for that. And so now, what are we left with? So again, it's now a simple process of elimination. So now, the seer of Yantav, leaving nothing else left available, is providing a kapar for no yediyah, not a yediyah on the front end, not a yediyah on the back end. And that now brings us to the end of Rabbi Shimon Shita, which is that the seer of Rosh Chodesh is for a tahor person eating a carbon, which is tamei. The seer of Yontif is providing a kapara for somebody who goes into the base of Mikdash or eats carbon while he's tamei. He was unaware, with no yediyah on the front end, no yediyah on the back end. The seer of Yom Kippur done on the outside, on the outer Mizbeach, is providing a kapara for no yediyah on the front end, yes yediyah on the back end. And the seer Anasa Bifnim is for the person who has a yediyah b'tchila but not a yediyah b'sof. And then for the person who has a yediyah b'tchila and b'sof, so for that he has to bring an individual carbon olav yored. If I did that so clearly and I did that so well, ask me a week from now if I could do that again. I hope the answer is going to be yes. But right now, that was really clear. It's the same. It's the same carbon.
But no, for Yom Tov, it's the person. For Yom Tov, it's the person that...
These are all communal carbonos. These are all communal carbonos.
I said that. Right. It affects the person who's coming, right?
Right. Right.
But Rosh Chodesh is for carbon that's coming.
Oh, I see. Okay.
What about for Yom Kippur,
though? Yom Kippur is for the person. For the person who's tamei. And then again, it depends on which one. Is the outer seer or the inner seer? Okay. Rabbi Meir Omer Kolsim Kaparasim Shava. Now we are on to the moving along and now in the Shita of Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah says that they're all universal. Right? The blood types are universal. So and they're all providing the same exact kapara, with exception to the seer and asabif nim, which we're going to point that out in just a moment. So how did Rameer arrive at that conclusion? So that's what we're doing next. That's our next step with the Gemara. Yud Amud Aleph, halfway down the Amud at the two dots. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Sirim Kaparasim Shaveh, Am Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, my time with Rabbi Meir, Amakra, Seir, Useir, Hukshu Kol Asirim Zelazeh, Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon. So the methodology we're going to use is actually the same methodology which we just used previously, which is the Vavs. Again, you go to Parshas Pinchas and you look at the carbon chatzis that are registered over there. So the carbon chatzis that are on Rosh Chodesh, which is the first one mentioned over there. So that establishes your first year. And then from that begins now all the other carbonos for the rest of the year. And you look at this year, and again, for most of them, you have a vav, and the vav is a connector. So and according to a mayor, the connector is telling us that they're all the same. Now, Kasa Gadach Lekol Chav Chamichav Gamar VaHamar Rav Yochanan Kol HaTorah Kula LaMeidim LaMeid MiLaMeid Chutz MeKadashim Shein LaMeidim LaMeid MiLaMeid. So the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. This is going to be problematic on a very technical basis, but it's a technicality that we have to consider when we're talking about carbonos. When talking about carbonos, so how do drushas work? You can only make one jump of a drusha when you're talking about kachim. That's the rules. That's the rules of drushas as it relates to carbonos. So one hekesh is good, but that's it. You can't jump from one hekesh to the next hekesh. And right now, the way the Gemara is viewing these vavs is basically, if I can give an analogy, it's like a train, where each one is hitched onto the one next to it. So vav is telling me, the first one is Rosh Chodesh, the seer of Rosh Chodesh, and then the vav is telling me that the next carbon hitches onto the Rosh Chodesh. And the vav tells me that the next one hitches onto the one behind it, and then et cetera, et cetera. And the Gemara says, well, if you're looking at that way, so now I'm basically getting from the last carbon to Rosh Chodesh all based on jump, 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 all through the vavs. You can't do that when dealing with carbonos. Carbonos, you can only make one jump and that's it. So halokasha kula mikama gamre. So the Gemara says, okay, so we're going to have to just look at it differently. And that is that when you have a vav mentioned by all the other carbonos that are in Parshas Pinchas, specifically all the carbon chatzis that are offered year-round on Yontif and on Rosh Chodesh, so the vav is a connector, but the vav is not connecting it to the one in front of it. Every one of the vavs is connecting it to the first. And so basically it's like they're not hitching on to the one behind it, they're all hitching on to the first. So it's one jump for all of them. So the Gemara says, Tenech called the Kasa Be Usir. So the Gemara says, great. Now the Gemara makes the point which we made yesterday, which now we're now making today. There's not a vav in front of all of them. Specifically, at Seres V'Yom Kippurim, Shavuos and Yom Kippur. There is no vav by the carbon chatas of the one mentioned in Shavuos and the one mentioned by Yom Kippur. The lo kasav be'u si'ir. So minalan. So the Gemara says, so if you're using this process of lumping them all together with the connecting vav, and even if we're going to make that small adjustment where it's not connecting it to the one next to it, it's connecting it all to the first one, to the Rosh Chodesh, but still, two of them are absent the vav. So this method's not going to work. Ela Amrav Yonah Amakra, Ela Tasu Lashem Bimo Adechem. You're going to do these, meaning this is a summary pasuk at the end of all the kabanos. And what is it? What is the Torah saying when you? What is the Torah doing when saying Ela Tasu? These you're going to do. Hukshu Kolam Oadim Kulam Zelaze. There's a hakesh between all of them. So that now is teaching us that according to Rav Meir, they're all universally providing the same coverage for almost all the various violations of tumah. Vaha Rosh Chodesh Lav Moedu. So the Gemara says, now wait one second. If you're using this Hekesh to connect all of them together, so you have to assume that every one of them is a Moed. Shavuos is a Moed, Sukkos is a Moed, Rosh Hashanah is a Moed, Yom Kippur is a Moed, Rosh Chodesh is a Moed. So the Gemara's answer is going to be that's correct. Yes, it is. Ibra. Rosh Chodesh Lav Mikri Moed. Gemara says it is a Moed. Kedah Amar Abai, we saw this back in Masechta Tanis. The Gemara is here reviewing that which we learned previously. Amar Abai, Tamuz Daisha, Tamalyum Al Yuha, Dechsiv Kara Alai Moed, Lishpor Bachurai. That year, Tamuz was a Mali month. Generally speaking, Tamuz is a Chasar. Tamuz has only 29 days, and on that year, Tamuz was 30 days. Which year are we talking about? So we're talking about in the year that they sent the Meraglim. So the second year in the Midbar. So they sent the Meraglim on the 29th day of Sivan, right? Receiving the Torah on the 6th day of Sivan. And then, I'm sorry, not the second year, first year. So they sent the Torah was received on the 6th day of Sivan. You go to the end of that month. So on the 29th day of Sivan, so they sent out the Meraglim to go spy at the land. Then what happens is that the Meraglim come back with a report, and they came back 40 days later. So if you do the math, or you just simply work with a calendar, so you're going to see that to go from the 29th day of Sivan and you go 40 days forward, so that's going to land on Tisha B'Av. But that's assuming that Tammuz is your standard 29-day Tammuz. That particular year, for whatever reason, Tammuz was a 30-day month. Now when you plug the 40 days into that calendar, so you're going to see that they come back now not on the 8th day of Av, not on the 9th day of Av, but rather they're coming back on the 8th day of Av. Okay, put right up a calendar and you'll see. So they're coming back now on the 8th day of Av. So they come back and give the report on the 8th day of Av. That night, which is now Erev Tisha B'Av, that night they're crying and they're saying, we don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. What's going on over here? The report that we got back was terrible. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you're crying for no reason. I'll give you a reason to cry. Hence Tisha B'Av. So, but anyway, all this over here, in other words, that's all obviously extraordinarily important. For our purposes right now, we're just focusing on one aspect of all of this, which is that the Pasuk in Eicha, describing Tammuz being an extra long month, refers to it as a Moed. Going back to that Pasuk in Eicha, the Kara Alai Moed, Lishbor Bachurai. So you see that the Rosh Chodesh over there is described as a Moed. So the Pasuk in Eicha describing Rosh Chodesh as a Moed is what we were looking for. That's the only point that we want to extract right now, just to simply point out that yes, not only is Sukkos and Shavuos and Pesach a Moed, and so same thing with Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, but even Rosh Chodesh is described as a Moed as well. And it goes back to the Hekesh now, where, at least according to Rav Meir, they're all providing the same exact coverage. Continuing now in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amoda Rav Meir B'Sir Nasa Bifnim Shu Eina Mechaper Kaparosam V'Hein Eina Mechaper Kaparosam. So, as I pointed out a moment ago, but now here the Gemara is saying it's very, very, very clearly that even according to Rav Meir, who views every one of the carbon chatzos that are offered on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov and the Sir Nasa Bechutz on Yom Kippur, even though they're providing universal coverage for everything, a person who's Tahor who eats carbon tameh, a person who's tameh who mistakenly goes into the Beis HaMikdash, whether there was no Yidi on the front end, no Yidi on the back end. No Yidi on the front end, yes Yidi on the back end. So all of them are providing coverage for all these activities. The Seer and Asa Bifnim of Yom Kippur, even according to Rav Meir, is unique. And the Gemara makes exactly this point. Hu ina mechaper kaparasim, kapara achas mechaper, v'ina mechaper shtei kaparas. Heine ina mechaper in kaparasim, amakra achas b'shana, kapara zulo tehe ela achas b'shana. So although they are similar, they meaning All the other carbon chatzuses of Rosh Chodesh Yontov and Siyar Nasa Bechutz, they're all the same. The Siyar Nasa Befnim is also going to be individualistic. It's going to be unique. Tanya Nami Hachi, the Gemara here now quotes a Braisa, and this Braisa is going to hammer this point one more time. Al she'in ba yidia lo betchila v'lo besof. Va'al she'in ba yidia betchila v'yesh ba yidia besof. Va'al tar she'achol satame. So for these various violations of Tuma, no yidia in the front end, yes yidia on the back end, or a person who is tahor who eats carbon which is tame, si'ire haregalim, si'ire rosh chodeshim, si'ire nasa bechutz mechaprim, divrei Reb Meir. So what's going to be providing kapara? What's covering those violations of Tuma? Rosh Chodesh, Yontav, and the outer seer of Yom Kippur. Notably absent over here from this list, the seer anasa bifnim. The Gemara makes exactly that point. V'ilu seer anasa bifnim, shaira, the chaparasam, nami shaira. That's excluded from this list, as is the kapara of that excluded from that list. What is that providing a kapara for? As we've said already, that's providing a kapara where there was a yidiyah on the front end, but there was no yidiyah on the back end. What the Seer Anasa Bifnim is going to be doing is at least temporarily going to protect the individual from Onesh until he discovers it. Once he discovers it, that he was Tamei, so then he's going to bring his carbon Olav Yared. Okay. Hiya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Seer Rosh Chodesh Mechaprim Al Tar Shachol Esa Tamei. So with the Gemara here, revisits the viewpoint of Rabbi Shimon. Bishlam Adirach Sheh Chodesh Lo Mechapri Adir Regalim. And here the Gemara is just simply going to take a step by step through the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. I can understand why Rosh Chodesh is not doing the same coverage as Yontov. Amakra Avon. Avon echad hu nosev eino nosev shnei avonos. Because again, like we said, the Avon mentioned by the Seer Rosh Chodesh means that it's unique. Ela deregam nechapra derosh chadashim. But why doesn't the Yontov Seer provide the same coverage as Rosh Chodesh? So Amakra Osa. Osa no se avon ve'in acher no se avon. When the Torah describes the seer of Rosh Chodesh, it says the word Osa, meaning that nothing else is going to be providing the coverage that the seer of Rosh Chodesh will be providing. Bishlam adirigam lo mechaprim ad yom kippurim damakra achas b'shana. I understand how the seer of Yontav is not providing the same coverage as Yom Kippur, because by Yom Kippur, achas b'shana. However, kapar zulot ela achas b'shana elad yom kippur nichpura adiregalim. But why not make the argument that the seer of Yom Kippur, specifically the outer seer of Yom Kippur, be providing the same coverage as Yontav seerim? So amakra achas kapara. I'm sorry, right? Achas kapara achas mechaper v'ne mechaper shtei kaparas. Because the Torah, when describing the seer anasa b'chutz on Yom Kippur, uses the word achas, which tells me that this is unique, meaning nothing else is providing the kapara that the seer anasa b'chutz is providing. V'aki k'siv achas b'seer anasa b'fnim hu d'chsiv. Technical problem. With the pasuk you just described is not describing the outer seer of Yom Kippur, it's describing the inner seer of Yom Kippur. So Amakra, so the Gemara says, we're now on the very top of Yod Amud Beis, Chatas HaKippurim, the Itkesh Chitzon Lepnimi. You're right. The word Achas is describing the inner seer of Yom Kippur, but there's also a Hekesh between the inner seer of Yom Kippur and the outer seer of Yom Kippur. Just like the inner seer of Yom Kippur is unique, so too the outer seer of Yom Kippur is going to be unique. No, it will not be providing coverage that any other carbon is providing coverage for. Again, this is all within the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. And finally, we are now up to the final Shita of the Mishnah. We're almost rounding up the Mishnah. It's, you know, but that's usually how the Masechtas open up. Masechtas, I tend to find that the first sugya of every Masechta is a longer sugya. So over here now, the Gemara is rounding up the Mishnah. We are up to the fourth Shita of the Mishnah. Now, this is Rabbi Shimon, but this is Rabbi Shimon slightly modified. Meaning, up until now, we had Rabbi Shimon where the Seer of Rosh Chodesh provides one type of coverage, Seer of Yontav provides another, Seer of the outer Yom Kippur provides another, and the Seer of the inner Yom Kippur provides another. That's how we had Rabbi Shimon originally presented. In this variant Shita of Rabbi Shimon, which is offered to us by Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who says within the name of Rabbi Shimon, so what's happening now is that each one is providing coverage for it and the previous one. Meaning that on Rosh Chodesh, I'm just going to say it out first and then we'll see it inside in the Gemara. On Rosh Chodesh, it's providing coverage for a person who is Tahor eating carbon, which is Tamei. On Yontav, it's providing coverage for that and a person going into the Beis HaMikdash with no Yediyah B'Tchilah and not B'Sof. Then the seer of Yom Kippur, on the outer seer in Yom Kippur, it's going to be providing coverage for that, meaning all of the above, and no Yediyah on the front end, yes Yediyah on the back end. So in other words, in this variant version of Rabbi Shimon, each one is providing coverage for the previous, and then one more on top of that. And once again, the Gemara is just simply going to be taking us through how this variant version of Rabbi Shimon works. How is it based? How do we work it based on the pesukim that we know? Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Maishna de Rosh Chodesh and Dlamachapa de Regalim. So we start off with Rosh Chodesh not providing the same kapara as Yantav. The Gemara says, I'm a Kra. And again, we know all this already. These drushas have been already serviced, but we're making the same points. Over here, it's going to be slightly different. So Avon Echad Unosev Eino Nosev Shnei Avonos. So we already described the Seir Rosh Chodesh with the word Avon, meaning that this is individualistic. The Seir of Rosh Chodesh is providing unique coverage. The Regalim Nami Lo Nichburad the Rosh Chodeshim Damakra Osa Unosev Avon VeEin Acher Nosein Avon. So now why don't we say what we said previously? Well, we also have the word Osa in describing the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. So since the Osa is describing the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, let's say that the Seir of Yantiv is not going to be able to be doing the same coverage as the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara's answer is Osa lo mashmalei. So the Gemara says that as far as this variant version of Rabbi Shimon is concerned, he doesn't see Osa as being a miut, minimizing. Now, why isn't that the Seirim of Yom Tov going to be providing the same coverage as Yom Kippur? Amakra achas b'shana. Kapar zulotei ala achas b'shana. So because again, by Yom Kippur, it says achas b'shana, meaning that it's providing a unique coverage. So we achid Yom Kippur, nami lo nechapur ad regalim. So the Gemara says, well, why don't we go in the opposite direction? Why don't we say that which Yom Kippur is going to be covering is not going to be the same as Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, achas ksiv kapara achas mechaper ve'en mechaper shtei kaparos. And again, using that drasha that we used previously, achas lo mashmalei. And again, in this variant version of Rabbi Shimon, so the achas doesn't speak to him, meaning it doesn't force him to make another drasha, and so therefore he can see the seir of Yom Kippur providing not only coverage for it, but also for everything above as well, for the seir of Yom Tov and the seir of Rosh Chodesh. And the Gemara goes back to a point that we made just a moment ago. In fact, you're right, it does say the word achas, but not regarding the seir nasa b'chutz, only for the seir nasa b'fnim. So the Gemara says, well, if that's true, that the word achas is only limited to the seir nasa b'fnim, so why not now say that the seer of Yantiv should be providing the same coverage as the seer Nasa Bechutz, being that the word achas is only relegated to the seer Nasa Bifnim. La'olam achas mashmalei. So the Gemara says, okay, I take it back, says the Gemara. Achas does speak to him. V'shani achad amakra v'chiper aron al karnosav achas b'shana. Karnosav de mizbech ha'pinimu de kapar achas mechaper v'ena mechaper shtei kaparos ha'dechitzon afilu shtei kaparos. The idea that it's going to be providing a unique coverage is only for the carbon where the blood is sprinkled on the inner mizbeach. That, of course, is only describing the seir hanasa bifnim. The seir hanasa bechutz is not being sprinkled. The blood of it is not being sprinkled on the inner mizbeach. And so, therefore, the outer seir can be providing coverage for it and others as well. Okay. Adkan. That now brings us to the end of the Shitas in the Mishnah, Shitas of Rabbi Shimon, of Rabbi Meir, of the variant version of Rabbi Shimon, and now we have finally almost closed the chapter on the first Mishnah of Shavuos. We're only a week and a half in.
Did the accepted
one is Rabbi Yehuda? I don't know. I asked, you know, you told me to look it up. I didn't look it up yet. Okay. I'll, Mirza Hashem, Billy Ned, I will look it up. I'll see where the Rambam goes. Amar Ula Amar Rav Yochanan. Okay, so we're now starting a new sugya. We'll start it this morning. We've got some time. We'll start this new sugya this morning, and this takes us well into tomorrow's daf. Really, the answer to this question is pretty much the entirety of tomorrow's daf. But at least let's open the discussion right now. Just one brief word of introduction. We all know that when we are talking about Kedusha, something invested with the Kedusha, there are basically two types of Kedusha we could be looking at. Kedusha Zaguf versus Kedusha Zdamim. Kedusha Zaguf means that it is intrinsically holy. A carbon, of course, being the best example of that. And that when you have an animal that could be brought as a carbon, it's not a balmum, it doesn't have a blemish, it's tamim, it is a perfect animal, physically perfect animal. I invest that animal with kedusha, that animal now has kedusha saguf. It's intrinsically holy, which primarily means that it's going to be brought as a carbon, it's non-redeemable. You can't redeem that carbon. Even if I have chulin money and I want to transfer the kedusha from the animal onto the money, it's simply not redeemable. The Kedusha Saguf demands that this animal now is going to be brought as a carbon, and there's simply nothing else you could do with that animal. So it's a non-redeemable carbon. Unless it becomes a balmum, if it becomes blemished. Right. Okay. So, but otherwise, it's not redeemable. However, let's say I have an item that is not going to be a carbon, and I'm a makdish it, so I take my car and I'm makdish my car. So what is the base of Mikdash interested in with my car? They're interested in its value. So that's what's called Kedushas Damim. That is, obviously, that's redeemable. Same thing with Karka. If I donate my land to the base of Mikdash, that's redeemable. So in other words, all that has not Kedushas Aguf, but rather Kedushas Damim. And so the Kedushas Damim demands that the item is really, as far as the base of Mikdash is concerned, the value of the item is Kadosh, but the item itself is not Kadosh. And therefore, obviously, the value can be redeemed. So far, so good. That's the basic difference between Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Damim. We're going to be hearing about this a lot as we leave Seder Nezikim. We enter into Seder Kachim, but we still got a lot more Seder Nezikim to cover. Not a lot more, but a good amount more. So with all that stated, just a couple more words of introduction before we continue. The carbon tamid is offered daily. Right? That's why it's called the carbon tamid. It's constant. It's like the daf every day. So the carbon tamid is offered daily. Two animals per day. One sheep in the morning. One sheep in the afternoon. Tamid shel shachar. Tamid shel bein arabayim. Right. The chachamim when they were misakin tefillah, so they were misakin kenega karbanos. So that's Shachris and that's Mincha. What about Maariv? Okay, see the Gemara in Brachos. For Maariv, what does that correspond to? The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chavav. But meanwhile, however, the Tamashal Shach and Tamashal Ben Arbaim are made up of two carbonos. Simple, they're carbonolos. There's a halacha called Bikur, that before offering a carbon, so it needs to be inspected. And every carbon needs a minimum of 4 days of inspection. So that means that you set it aside on day one, and you inspect it for 3 days. On the fourth day, you're going to be offering it. So that means to say like this. We know that we need two carbonos every day, and we know that every carbon needs a minimum of 4 days of inspection. So basically, when I'm looking now in the stall, in the base of Mikdash, so how many carbonos am I going to be looking at? So the two carbonos for today, plus another six carbonos. That are going to be, right, two of them for tomorrow, another two of them for the next day, and another two for the day after that. Okay. So this is the halacha of Bikur. Now, another point of introduction, just again, to really appreciate these gemaras coming up, and that's the following. The fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash, we know that there's a collection of the Machatzis HaShekel that is collected every year. Collection begins in Adar and ends in Adar. Because where's the karbanos going to be purchased from? From the Shkalim Chadashim, from the new monies, from the new funds. The Torah tells us that All communal karbanos, carbon sibas that are being purchased for the year have to be purchased with this year's money, not last year's money. This year, when I say this year, I'm talking about the beginning, day one of the fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So on the beginning, on opening day of Nisan every year, so that karbon of the first day of Nisan has to be purchased with this year's money. You can't purchase it with last year's money. Any surplus of last year money is going to be used for Bedek HaBayis. It's going to be used for temple upkeep, but not going to be used for karbanos. Can't be used for karbanos. And here now at the end of every fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning when you get to the end of Adar, so here's what's going to happen at the end of every year. You're going to be having surplus carbon tamidim. Because of this halach of Bikur, because we're going to be having a pen of animals that are going to be used, so what's going to end up happening at the end of every year is that we're going to having a surplus. Is that a problem? Yeah, it actually is a problem. Because now, for these surplus carbonos that are at the end of this year were purchased with last year's money. I can't just simply say, okay, let's just roll it over into Rosh Chodesh Nisan or any day after that. I can't do that because the carbonos that are offered from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and onward have to be purchased from the next year's collections, not last year's collections. That's the problem. What's the solution? The Gemara is going to tell us something which is, at first is going to sound wild. And that is, the solution is just simply redeem the animals. And after you redeem the animals, repurchase the animals with next year's money. Okay, sounds simple, right? Now, that's of course really difficult because these animals are non-blemished animals. So non-blemished animals simply can't be redeemed. And so we have a problem, we have a solution, but the solution right now is difficult to understand. And in tomorrow's daf, we're going to give the answer to the solution. Let's at least begin the sugya. Yosef, Amar Ula Amar Rav Yochanan. Okay, on Yud Amud Beis. Now, simple question, why are we discussing all this now? So Rashi says, be patient. Rashi says the reason why is because one of the points that we made in our Mishnah is going to be used as a proof or an attack against the points that we're making. So that's, in other words, to be determined why this sugya is coming up right now. Amar Ula Amar Rav Yochanan Tamidim. So you have a carbon tamid which is no longer needed for the reasons which I explained. So what do you do? Niftin tamimim. So you just simply redeem it, even though it's not blemished, even though it's a perfect carbon, it's a perfectly good carbon. You redeem them. So Yosef Rabba v'Karmi Lalash Ma'ita. So Rabba is now just simply repeating that which he learned in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei Rav Chista Mansayis Lachal Rabbi Yochanan Rabach. So when Rav Chista hears this, Rav Chista says to Rabba, you have got to be kidding me. Who's going to be listening to you? Who's going to be listening to your Rebbe? Meaning, it can't be. Now, mind you, by the way, that Rabbah, Rav Yochanan, and Rav Chista, they're all having this discussion, obviously, post-Chorban. Meaning, it's not halacha lamaisa, but they discuss karbanos extensively. In fact, we know this because the entire Seder Kachim, most of Seder Kachim, most of the Masechtos and Seder Kachim have Gemara. Meaning that the Amoraim discuss Kachim extensively. So even though it's post-Chorban bias, and even though it's not Lamaisa, but they learned up Kachim well. So over here, so Rabbi says to Rav Yoch, Rav Chista says to Rabbi, no one's going to listen to you. No one's going to listen to your Rebbe. Like, V'chi Kedusha Shabam Leichan Halcha. Where does the Kedusha go? These animals are invested with Kedusha Saguf. You can't simply redeem the Kedusha from these animals. It doesn't work in that manner. Amr Le'alo Tizbar Lach. So the Gemara says now, Rabbi says back to Rav Chista, I know you agree with me, meaning that what we're able to do is that we're able to simply be pode this year's karbanos and then repurchase them with next year's funds. And I'll give you a good example of where we have this in halacha. So stay tuned, because tomorrow where we're going to begin is Ketores. Ketores is also going to have the same issue, which is at the end of every year, there's going to be leftover Ketores. I'll explain this much better in the beginning of tomorrow's daf. There's going to be leftover Ketores, and what do I want to do? I want to recycle whatever surplus Ketores there is for the upcoming year. Again, it's the same problem. The Ketores that's being offered in the upcoming year have to be purchased with next year's money. Can't be used from last year's money. So what we're going to do is that we're going to redeem it and we're going to repurchase it with next year's money. And we do that with Ketores. So you're so bothered by, how do you do that? And so basically what Rav Chista says back to Rava, what Rava says back to Rav Chista is, what do you mean we do it? You know we do it. So why do you have such a problem with us redeeming the carbon tummies, the surplus carbon tummies, and just simply repurchasing them with next year's money? You know we do it with the Ketores. We'll do it with the carbon tummies as well. So tomorrow we start with the Ketores, and then obviously what we need is an answer to the simple question of, if the carbon tummies is invested with Kedusha Zaguf, even though there's a good reason why we're going to redeem them, you can't redeem them. They have Kedusha Zaguf. Stay tuned. Tomorrow we're going to answer that question.